from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
See Sports Station. Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing. No, you ain't writing nothing. I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interview.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I'm not going to get no interview. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. 'Cause I'll make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage. Bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble in the office. We'll be pushing it up. Somebody say you better run. Yeah. It's an earthquake.
Morning, everybody. Happy Thursday. Yeah, really. Today on the radio show, Jeff Crane from the University of Memphis is going to be in studio in the next segment. Wants to talk about the Liberty Bowl project and some of you folks who've got to still act on your tickets and all of that. We'll talk to him about the excitement around Memphis football as well, a whole bunch of things. Jeff Crane is going to be in studio in the next segment. Then we got Chris Harrington on the show. I have to say, Jeffrey, it's starting to feel a little bit like Groundhog Day around here.
It's like we're just getting back. Is he going to play?
Is Zach Edey playing?
Is the joke on us now?
He's not shut out. They would not be relentlessly insisting that he is not shut down if the intention were not be for him to play. And tonight is the night. It's my five-star lock Mortal of the lock. Summer League. My take it to the bank.
Yesterday we were like, well, the line move, that's got to say something, right?
Yeah, exactly. It is my lock, my five-star
Mortal
take
lock.
It to the bank, mortal
blood
lock
back guarantee
of the summer. Zach Edey is playing tonight, but it does feel a little bit like Groundhog Day. We'll talk to Chris Harrington about that. And then it's Right of the Right Trivia because it's Thursday. So that's fun. And Jeffrey prevailed last week. This week, we shall see. Every week's a new week, Jeffrey. You know, past performance is not a guarantee of future results or whatever it is. I know you take a one game at a time mentality.
Of course, obviously, next play.
Next play mentality. What are we giving away for tickets if someone could manage to either defeat you, good luck with that, or play honorably?
Jeff, we have two tickets to go see the FedEx St. Jude Championship.
That's fun.
Of course, the first playoff event for the PGA Tour's FedEx Cup. That will be, I believe it's August 15th. We're later this year because of the Olympics.
There is a media event tonight out at Southwind where they're going to get everyone, start to get everyone a little bit fired up for this event. Let's just see. The 15th, yeah. August 15th. So there you go. Two tickets to the FedEx St. Jude first round of the playoffs. So,
and of course, it can be used any round. So if you want to.
It can be used any round.
Yeah.
All you have to do is
I might be gettable this week.
Why?
I've had a few things. Charlie.
Yeah. How's it feel?
It's still pretty sad.
You going to get a puppy?
Not yet.
Is it too soon to even ask that question? Is it disrespectful to even ask that question?
No, I don't think it's disrespectful because there are a lot of people that, like, as soon as it happens, like, let's get a new dog. The problem for us is we have a 11-month-old.
Well, and then the other question is you reach a stage where you're like, we might get another dog, but do we need a puppy? Now, other people see puppy an advantage. You get the cuteness of the puppy.
Yeah, you know me. Other people, I think I'd struggle with the puppy.
You just want a dog.
Yeah.
You'll get another dog.
Tell me if this makes me a psychopath. Like, as soon as we finished this show, I went home and, like, had to put all the dog beds up in the attic. Like, I was like, I can't see.
No, I don't think that makes you a psychopath. I think that's smart. It's like me not watching the Bills.
Yeah.
So
totally not a psychopathic behavior.
Who needs the reminder?
I didn't want Aaliyah to have to come, like, obviously Aaliyah was up to date, but, like, I didn't want her to come home.
Yeah, no, constant reminders of it. No, I'm on Team Puppy. In fact, to me, one of the only advantages of the fact that dogs only, you know, live 10, 12 years or something is you get a constant stream of puppies. So
I think there's a key difference, though.
Yeah, I don't have an infant.
Well, no. I think there's also a key difference. You know how to train a dog.
Not really.
Much better than I do.
That is wildly overstated. But anyway, I went through the radio show. Today we got Jeff Crane and then Chris Harrington and then Righter Than Right Trivia. Hey, Jeffrey, before anything else... Mm-hmm. You know I still get the commercial appeal, right?
Of course.
Of course I do. I have great regard for people over there.
You like holding a newspaper, too.
And I like holding a newspaper. So I still get it delivered to my driveway. And today, I read this important news.
All right.
Tennessee ranks in top 15 for swingers.
Mm.
And I like... The other reason I like getting the commercial appeal is... Oh, there's only 50 states, last I checked. So top 15 is like...
It's first quartile.
So my deep regard for so many of the reporters who are over there. But secondly, the other reason I get to see is I like to see what is happening in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps me up to date with what is happening in Nashville. So the first subhead is this is my Memphis newspaper, is swinging popular in Nashville?
Mm-hmm.
And we have
an important question. We've all been asking it. Someone had the bravery to actually come out and put
it
on paper.
There's nothing in my Memphis newspaper about it, whether swinging is popular in Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have is swinging popular in Nashville. But then we have this. So what do you think the most popular swinging state is?
It's always going to be rich, probably.
It's ranked by monthly average search volume for a swinger lifestyle per 100,000 people.
Florida?
Weirdly enough, Florida's at 12.
California?
You would think. I think they don't need to be searching because they already know. They're not in the top 15.
Is this based on percentage or total searches?
Top 15 states ranked by monthly average search volume per 100,000 people. So it seems to be what...
What are some, like, rich, like Connecticut?
Pennsylvania is one.
Okay.
New York is two. Delaware is three. Michigan is four. New Jersey is five. And then we get down to Tennessee, which is 15. But that's not really what I thought was most important about this story. I just wanted you to know, and I really, in addition to discussing the important question of whether Zach Edey is going to be playing.
Well, did we ever answer, is swinging popular in Nashville? Do we ever get the important answer?
Oh, there are several local clubs local to Nashville. There's the Red Room Nashville, and there's Club Red Chemistry, and there is... And they have such events as Freaky Friday's Ladies Night and the Newbie Night when you can show up and tip your toe into the waters.
Yeah, it's always, you want it to be a welcoming environment.
You want to feel comfortable.
Yes, obviously.
You want to feel comfortable. Anyway, but the most important thing, and this is why, again, it's in addition to keeping people up on whether Zach Edey is playing or not, we have to, I want to know how you identify a swinger. And more to the point.
It's the pineapple, right?
Yes, but it's not just the pineapple.
There's more to it. There's deeper meaning.
No, I just don't want people to be... You know how sometimes people are accused of sending out signs, and they're like, oh, I wasn't sending out a sign. I didn't know that was a sign.
Yeah.
I was just like waving, or I was just holding up my third and first finger in a circle, whatever. I didn't know that meant, you know, I'm a Crip or anything,
correct,
right?
Well, like when we try to do the okay sign as a white supremacy thing?
Yeah. It turns out that some of you people may be inadvertently
sending the wrong message,
indicating that you're a swinger.
You hate to see that. And so this is to help people.
This is to help people. And again, I if people mean to be sending out the signal that they're a swinger, the
intent does matter.
God bless you. I'm not judging the people who want to be sending out the swinger bat sign or whatever it is, right? But some people may be inadvertently confusing other people or producing come hither. Okay, so just be aware. I'm just trying to make people aware. Okay? Pampas grass, P-A-M-P-A-S. Pampas? Pampas? How do you spell that? How do you say that? Pronounce that. Pampas grass or white landscape rocks in the front yard. So do you have white landscape rocks in your front yard? If so, what you're doing is you're indicating to the world...
We're open for business.
That you're open for business.
Might as well be like an LED
open sign. Company, right. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, well, pink or purple decorations in the front yard.
Okay, so far 0 for 2.
Fire pit or hot tub in the yard.
Backyard?
Who knew?
Yeah.
Who knew?
Wait, so just...
It says... No, this is a... It says,
I can...
Fire... It's right here in my commercial appeal.
I can buy...
If you have a fire pit,
Hot tub is a vibe. Like, you know what I mean? But a fire pit...
If you have a fire pit, ladies and gentlemen, you didn't know what you were telling your neighbors, but you're telling your neighbors, open for business. Mm-hmm. Okay, more?
I mean, we're trying to educate everyone.
I'm just trying to educate.
This is not for us.
If you're a woman and you're wearing an anklet.
An anklet? Like a bracelet?
Like a bracelet on your ankle. You've seen those.
Okay. Not in... That was like a...
Now, here's one that I fear could really be an issue.
Okay. More so than the fire pit?
Well, like, if you go to Oxford, right?
Okay.
And I don't think of Oxford necessarily. It's not on this list of top 15. But maybe it should be. Man or woman wearing a red ball cap.
I mean, but what if you're just wearing your Cardinals hat?
Business? Whole different perspective on Brad Carson, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, I've got plenty of red Cardinal hats.
I'm not judging. I'm just trying to interpret the world.
But here's
and it
the
turns
real
out I've been missing this neon sign that these ball caps mean what evidently they say they mean.
I guess
right here in my CA.
Should I take a look in the mirror? Because I wear a red Cardinals hat fairly frequently. Like, no one's come up and asked, like, hey. You know what I mean? Like,
maybe they're like, okay, he's a swinger.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not interested.
Ah.
Maybe you should.
I'm giving off that vibe.
Maybe. No, you're not. Maybe they're not interested.
That's what I'm saying. Like, should
yes,
I be offended?
You should probably be offended.
Like, I would at least like someone to be like, hey, what are you doing?
Just to give you the complete list, so you're not sending out the wrong vibe to the world. A thumb ring or a toe ring.
Uh-huh.
A wedding ring worn on the right hand. A yin-yang tattoo.
These all sound like things from the 90s.
And then, of course, most swingers, it turns out, also things from the 90s.
Yeah, it's a fair point.
You're exactly right. The pineapple is key. A pineapple placed upside down in a shopping cart.
Uh-huh.
Or a pineapple door knocker.
Oh, of course.
So there you go.
Available on Amazon.
But
is that a Prime deal?
The pineapple is fine, whatever else. But honestly, I just wanted people who have hot tubs or red ball caps in particular.
To be aware
of the message that they're sending out very loud and clear to the world. So, there you go. Just say that we don't ever try to tell people that we don't educate. We did have news in the world yesterday, other important news in the world yesterday. Joe Biden, I shouldn't have. That sounded like I was laughing.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden has COVID, and that, I wasn't laughing at that. I was laughing at the tweet that I saw. This is how I learned about it. The tweet said, President Biden has COVID. Princess, the script writers are really trying to cram too much into this series.
Yeah, like they're waiting.
We got the debate, then we got the assassination attempt, now we got the COVID.
Yeah,
like
if you're watching
on
TV,
man.
You're like, oh, this is too much.
Is there a time when like shows, cliffhangers at the end of each show, like they're great, but you don't want it to be just
They can also be a cheap trick. Like, oftentimes when I see shows with multiple cliffhangers, I go, oh, they're not good writers.
Yeah.
Like they're trying to make you.
They're pulling out the
correct.
Old. Yeah, whatever. So anyway, president has COVID and evidently now is at least open to listening to the possibility that he may not be the strongest candidate. Meanwhile, Donald Trump will speak tonight at the Republican National Convention. J.D. Vance spoke last night, and that ends your political discussion for the day, which is, as I mentioned, Groundhog Day, because Zach Edey did not play, but that did not stop our rampaging Grizz.
The Summer Bears, baby.
The Summer Bears, 104-98, undefeated, 3-0.
And untied.
Undefeated and untied. Thank you, Jeffrey. Undefeated and untied. And so tonight, we've got the regular season, summer season finale as they take on New Orleans.
Well, I mean.
No, well, it's the regular season.
Yeah,
it's a good
point, yeah.
If they win, it's funny. You hear, if they win, they have a very good chance of going to what I'll call the summer final four.
Yeah.
That seems weird. What do you mean have a good chance? Well, they only have a good chance because there's five undefeated teams currently. And
I think it's point differential. I think.
Yeah, in the end, it's point differential. But the Grizzlies' point differential is plus 15.3. And so if they win tonight, it's against winless New Orleans, 0-3 New Orleans. Memphis, last I checked, 9-point favorites tonight. The undefeated teams are the Grizz, the Heat, the Warriors, the Clippers, and the Spurs. So if they win tonight, very good chance that they will advance to the semis on Saturday. And then you got the finals on Sunday. Let's see. Last night, no Jake Laravia, no Camp Spencer, no Zach Edey. But we do believe. Tonight's it, right? The mortal five-star.
I'm now starting to wonder if maybe I was wrong about being right. I should have just trusted my gut. When Jason March gave the ultimate tell, nobody wants to play more than Edey. I think they were. That was. I should have just.
I hear that, but the fact that why are they insisting that he's not shut down?
Because they always do this. Like they this is kind of their.
You don't have to say anything.
But that's their consistent messaging. Like, oh well, he's not shut down. He's not shut down.
We're seeing him tonight, ladies and gentlemen. You can write it in blood. We are absolutely seeing Zach Edey tonight as the Grizzlies take on. The New Orleans Pelicans. Weird that the Grizzlies will be bringing their center back to go up against a franchise that is lacking in a center.
That's true.
But there you go. So that is happening. Last night, or yesterday, Scottie Pippen Jr., excellent once again. 25 points, 9 of 14 from the field, 9 assists, 4 rebounds. He's been terrific. And
We had the white guy with the man bun.
That's true. On Scottie Pippen Jr.,
mm-hmm.
Where are you on him? Do you consider him their backup point guard?
I consider him their backup point guard, but there's still the roster crunch, so it still feels like
it's a two-way.
Yeah, it's still going to be the same.
It's going to be this year. And as Chris has pointed out, there's no hurry. You don't have to make a decision on him. The fact that he's... It seems to create some momentum towards, you got to get... No. You have him under contract.
Yeah.
You don't have to do anything with him. You can play him a bunch of games.
You're afforded the opportunity to take it slow.
You can't play him in the playoffs. So there will come a time when you might have to make a decision on him. That time is not today. But like if you're asking me who do I trust more in terms of actual backup point guards on the roster, Derrick Rose or Scottie Pippen Jr., it's Scottie Pippen Jr., of course, right?
I'm with you.
Not even close. And then Gigi was terrific, 27 points, 13 rebounds, 10 of 20 from the field. So that first game dud as well behind him, 3 of 9 from 3. He was only 4 of 9 from the line, so that was a – and he had 0 assists. This was an assist kind of night. This is a night where they needed him to score 27, and he did. He also is, by the way, and continues to be, a smile a minute.
Yeah.
He's just a breath of fresh air.
No, there's no question the game is more fun.
The game is more fun. Everything. His quotes are fun. Yeah. The way he embraces life is fun. Like, so we'll see how it plays out in the regular season. Big night from Gigi last night, and hopefully we get Zach Edey tonight. Also in Summer League last night, Bronny with a breakout game, Jeffrey. Bronny, 12 points, 5 of 11 from the field, 2 of 5 from 3. And David Roddy, our old friend David Roddy, they're playing Oklahoma City, the Summer Suns, right? They're playing Oklahoma City. Wait, Summer Mavs.
He's now on the Mavs?
No, Summer Suns. I'm sorry, Summer Suns. Yeah, I lose track.
I didn't know if he got,
Summer
I
Suns,
didn't know if he got moved again.
They're playing Oklahoma City. They're down 3, and he hits a 3 to tie. Okay? Oklahoma City scores to take the lead. He gets off another 3. Is fouled.
Ah. Four point play opportunity.
And you would never doubt this. This is what the grit that the Grizzlies saw in him when they moved up and drafted him. Dropped in all free three throws to win the game.
There you go.
How about that for David Roddy? Team USA wins 105-79 over Serbia. I did like Bam Adebayo afterwards. Steph had 24 points. That's the most that any Team USA player has scored since this team convened.
Right.
Bam Adebayo, though, had 17 points and 3 threes. And at the post-game presser said, here come the real Splash Brothers. So that was sort of cute as they look good. Other news, Jeffrey, that I did want to get to, though. First of all, we've got the Open is underway. And last I checked, was showing its teeth.
It's the weather has... So obviously weather over there is unpredictable in general. But they were kind of... The sense was, okay, the weather wasn't going to be quite as bad. Well, it has been... absolutely brutal. Conditions are really tough. Really tough out there. But Tiger did just roll in a putt from off the green to get to one under. But Justin Thomas leads the way. He went out super early this morning. He fires a 3-under 68. He leads by one over Alex Noren, Nikolai Hogard, Justin Rose, Russell Henley, and the septic tank, Sepp Straka.
Rory was struggling last time.
Yeah.
Rory is in no danger of blowing the
I appreciated
final.
This. So my wife thought, because the Rory's last major win was 2 weeks after I had gotten Carly. And so my wife had talked herself into this would be the magic.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we
Cinderella story. Yeah.
I turned it on this morning and she goes, glad I didn't put any money on it. He was five over through 10. He's now making his way to the 18th. I think he's now at 7 over. 6 over. He's 6 over through 17.
On Tiger, there was that exchange with Colin Montgomery, right? Colin Montgomery says, I'm surprised, you know, that he basically hasn't hung it up. And Tiger says, yeah, well, Colin Montgomery isn't... Well,
you know, I've won this, so I get to play until I'm 60.
Right, gets to play until he's 60, and Colin Montgomery doesn't have that opportunity, etc. The question is... what's Tiger doing? In other words, and Dan Wolka made this point in a column, that if if he wants to be like Arnold was and like Jack was,
ceremonial,
you show up, you get to go watch the legend hit a shot or two. He understands what he's doing. He understands why he's there. He's there as a representative of greatness in the past and nostalgia.
Sell tickets. Let's be real.
And everything else. What?
Sell tickets.
And to sell tickets, right. And all of that. That's not only fine, it's not, people like that. That helps a golf tournament, helps the sport. It's good.
100%.
Tiger says that's not what's happening.
Right.
He says, no, I'm only here, I'm only going to play as long as I think I have a chance to win. Anyone with eyeballs believes that not to be true. Like, he made the cut at the Masters, obviously, but then he fell apart on the weekend. It feels like he can barely survive four rounds of golf.
I don't even know if he can play four consecutive rounds at a competitive level.
So, what's he doing? Is he lying to himself? Is he lying to us? Again, this isn't a big deal. He's earned the right to do it however the hell he wants. But it is interesting. Like, with the Bronny stuff, people in the end said, well, I don't even mind that he was picked where he was picked. I don't even mind that he got the contract that he got, even though he's a second rounder. What I mind is that they're just lying about what is happening. Right?
That's how I feel. Like, I don't care. I don't care that he's playing. I don't care that he got the contract. It's the LeBron. They're insisting this is something that's...
But then if you apply that same question to Tiger, I don't mind that he's playing at all. I think it's good that he's playing. But let's not try to peddle this I'm being competitive stuff.
So there's a few theories out there, because the other thing with Tiger is, only probably him and his agent really know the answer to it, because they play it really close to the vest. All right, if you want to take the most optimistic, hey, yes, I'm not playing a lot of golf, but I saw Phil win at 51. I can't play all these rounds, but I've got to start somewhere. And it is
funny though. Don't you think he would be better off if he played actually a few more rounds? Like if he actually played a tournament where wasn't like,
and especially Tiger's a reps guy. Like, yeah, he's the competitor. But the argument would be, hey, physically I'm working my way up. I would like to play once a month, but I still can't do it. This is the beginning of I'm trying to get back into it so that maybe I could have one of those special rounds. And, yeah, it's not going to look pretty at all times, but I've got to work my way into it.
And, again, I don't object to him playing at all. It's better when he plays.
100%. Right?
Like, who do you want to see what they're doing? When I just asked you for a summary of what was happening,
yep,
one of the names you instantly included without me asking was Tiger. Tiger.
And that's what everybody cares about.
So, yeah, I'm far from me to object to – I'm not one of these people who tries to rush people off the stage.
So then the other theories out there is, number one, he is being a ceremonial golfer, but he's just not acknowledging it. And he's never going to – that's just not in his DNA.
Fiber to acknowledge it.
Which kind of lean towards – but then one of the other ones that I saw that was presented yesterday, I think No Laying Up presented it. His son's now starting to play a lot more.
He wants to play with his son.
It's not even necessarily just the Bronny thing. Right. It's not, listen, you don't think there's a golf tournament that wouldn't love to follow father-son?
Right.
I mean, they would be all over it. But have Charlie go to the golf tournaments and see how much Tiger actually means to people and like what he meant to golf.
Right.
And I can kind of... I'm sure it's some combination of all of them.
Yeah, it's again. I'm glad he's playing. I'm affirmatively in favor.
I'm glad he's walking.
I'm glad he's walking. And then we got SEC Media Days wrapping up today with Arkansas, Auburn, Kentucky, and Texas A&M. What's the most interesting storyline from that cluster of schools, Jeffrey?
I mean, I guess Sam Pittman with Petrino, right?
Yeah, that's fun. That's fun.
I mean, I think the thing that has really struck me about Media Days, and this wasn't a surprise because I talked about it with Topmeyer, with Cobb last week. Coming into Media Days, we're like, what's the buzz? Like, what is it? And it's been pretty much kind of like we expected. There's not been a ton.
The biggest buzz was Saban.
Yeah. I give Cobb all the credit because Cobb last Wednesday said, I think the biggest story is going to be Nick Saban's, like, full-on
media
analyst, SEC analyst, like, debut. And I think that has definitely been the case.
Arkansas is interesting. Who feels right now better about... I mean, you mentioned the Petrino angle is terrific. Who feels right now more excited about their football season, Memphis fans or Arkansas fans?
I think Memphis fans, and by pretty wide margin.
Huge margin, right? It goes back to the, listen, no one would not choose to be in the SEC, but this is what you're signing up for.
Your win total's 4.5.
That's unbelievable.
Now, I mean, I guess the excitement.
And can I bet on whether Bobby Petrino will be the interim coach by the end of the year?
I've not seen it.
Which way would you bet?
No. I just wonder. I think I would bet no because
even if they fire him, they won't do it.
Right.
Because they don't want that.
Correct.
I think that's the correct answer.
Well, nobody on the staff will have more experience.
And then we had the story from Brett McMurphy yesterday or earlier about.
I think it was Tuesday, yeah.
Tuesday. About Florida State.
Yeah.
Basically saying, listen, Florida State can say that they want out all they want, but where are they going to land? And saying that the Big Ten and the SEC don't necessarily...
Not welcome here.
Not welcome here. And indeed, you had the commissioner of the SEC sort of vaguely taking a shot at Florida State, saying, listen, we had the best team in the country last year in Georgia, and they didn't whine about being left out of the playoff. He didn't mention Florida State, but there was a clear shot at Florida State. What does happen if Florida State forces its way out of the ACC?
I think the question is, how do they do it? I think that when you read the story, it's well reported. What my immediate reaction was, oh, yeah, this is a negotiation. No one publicly from the Big Ten or the SEC is going to come out and say, like, yeah, no, if they were available, we'd take them. There's legal reasons for not doing that. They would be actively poaching a team with a contract. And,
right.
Like, that opens yourself up to legal issues.
Tampering. Got tampering.
Well,
here.
Legal issues you don't want to deal with.
Right.
I think it's fun to sit there and go, well, nobody wants Florida State. Like, oh, the Big 12 would be a good home for them. Like, there was that line. My suspicion is when they get out, I kind of think they're going to end up in the Big Ten. I think what we're seeing.
Well, the Big Ten has the advantage is it would expand the Big Ten's footprint. And for the SEC, what does it really do for the SEC?
I mean, it gives them more. Like, people can do the little jokes.
Team,
like,
right.
It's like
it is
games.
A brand.
Yes, it's someone. Yeah, the Florida State game is a big game. Like, it gives you that, and it gives you more inventory from that perspective. But I've chosen to view this as we are now in the college athletics Cold War. And to me, it's like, well, when Russia's putting nukes in Cuba.
Are Big Ten and the SEC in a Cold War against each other?
Yeah. I would actually probably say Fox and ESPN are in a Cold War against each other.
Right.
And they're using, their armies are the Big Ten and the SEC. I would say that that's kind of how it is. And so this gives you, if you're the Big Ten, you go into the Florida market. We know lots of Big Ten people live in Florida, period. Like the retirees live down there. And it's kind of like, let's go put some nukes in Cuba. Let them know we're here.
We got Jeff Crane coming up next. He is the assistant athletic director, deputy athletic director at the University of Memphis. We'll talk to him about the Liberty Bowl project and more. In the meantime, I will tell you, it is fun to shop for a tractor. You got a big yard or a piece of land you're taking care of. I would recommend heading down to Mid-South Ag Equipment on Highway 302 in Byhalia. Why? Because they got the Case IH tractors, and they're a blast. A smaller Case IH tractor. You don't have to be a farmer to shop at Mid-South Ag. Get a Case IH tractor with 140 horsepower or less. So whether you're planting a big garden, mowing excess land, bush hogging, any of that fun stuff, get yourself a tractor. Forget green. Go big red with a smaller Case IH tractor from Mid-South Ag Equipment. Fun just to shop for, honestly. Also fun to drive and do the work. In stock right now, 0% financing. Again, it's Mid-South Ag, Highway 302 in Byhalia. Jeff Crane coming up next. It is the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Pro football offseason coverage on 92.9 FM ESPN is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
People talk about trailblazing, but how do you really blaze a trail? With all-terrain tires, tubular roof rack, a lifted suspension, and a rugged build that craves adventure.
This is the Off-Road Unlocked. Find your path in the Nissan Pathfinder Rock Creek.
Again, sent bead story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard his ear said, Maraca, senor, but his nose said, hey, freshest scent ever. Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain scent beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, sir, your scent Maraca smell amazing. Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain scent beads. Try Gain scent beads, way fresher than detergent alone.
Hey, it's Jeff Calkins. You know when people ask if you have a good dentist to recommend? Well, I have a great dentist. It's Mehdi Sadeghi at the Smile Center. I've been going to the Smile Center for years now. My three boys all go there too. Mehdi is skilled, he's cheerful, and has always found time when emergencies arise. I honestly couldn't imagine a better dentistry practice than the Smile Center. It's where I send all my friends. So if you're looking for a great dentist, go where my family goes. The Smile Center is conveniently located in Germantown, or you can check them out online at smilecentermemphis.com.
Want to save on some of the biggest names in streaming on the network made for streaming? X marks the spot. Now through July 25th, get 150 megabit Xfinity internet for $30 a month for 12 months with a one-year contract with Wi-Fi equipment included. And for just $15 a month, add the new stream saver that includes Peacock, Apple TV Plus, and Netflix. All your favorites, all in one place, only from Xfinity. So go ahead and binge some shows, stream some movies, and save some money all at the same time. For more watching and less spending, X marks the spot. Switch to Xfinity, the network made for streaming, and bring on the good stuff. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Internet offer requires paperless billing and auto pay with store bank account, taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply, currently $56 a month. Plus Wi-Fi equipment, currently $15 a month. Actual speeds vary. Stream Saver requires Xfinity internet or TV, and price subject to change.
Your window into affordable luxury is Pella Windows and Doors of Memphis.
At Pella, we offer quality replacement windows at any budget.
I can't believe the price of my new windows. They were so affordable.
If I knew I could afford windows and doors as gorgeous as these, I would have chosen Pella Windows and Doors of Memphis years ago.
Right now, save 25% on your entire project or get 50% off installation.
The highest quality, the greatest value.
Choose Pella Windows and Doors of Memphis, your window into affordable luxury.
Soak up the savings this summer from Family Dollar. It's never been easier. Just download the Family Dollar app, sign up for smart coupons, and see how you can save more than ever before. Enjoy smoking hot deals on cookout classics, or get ready for outdoor fun with SPF for the whole family, plus pool toys, decor, and so much more. Check out the app today and get ready to save with the Family Dollar Summer Savings Event. New offers drop every week. Family Dollar, helping you do more.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Little help? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Need advice? We've got advice. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Exceptional customer service. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
These days, everything in Memphis costs more. But somehow, Verizon costs less. As low as $50 for a single line when you switch. So while coffee is definitely costing more, Verizon costs less. And dinner in Overton Square for two has gotten pricey. Verizon, less pricey. Rent in Midtown, that's not coming down anytime soon. But Verizon, down. Just $50 a line. Limited edition sneakers, through the roof. Verizon prices, through the floor. That designer golden doodle, so much more. A single line on Verizon, a fair bit less. Even a good old tried and true hamburger will cost you more. But with Verizon, the same good old tried and true service now costs you less. Point is, in a world that is always costing more, you can get more for less right now at a Memphis Verizon store. $180 BYOD and $360 local promo credits applied over 36 months. For new customers with one line and your own 4G or 5G phone on unlimited welcome plan required. Additional terms apply. Auto pay and paper-free billing required. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds.
This summer, take a trip down memory lane with me and hear from the legends of baseball. I'm Brett Boone from the Brett Boone Podcast. Every week, I have a conversation with one of baseball's greats to talk about the glory days and reflect on today's game. Randy Johnson, Pete Rose, Deion Sanders, Jay Buhner, Albert Bell, and Goose Gossage, they've all shared their wisdom with stories of their playing days. To hear who's next, follow and listen to the Brett Boone Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
A fun song to hear. I'm looking forward to football season, counting the days, and lucky enough to have Jeff Crane, interim AD at the University of Memphis, or deputy AD at the University of Memphis. Or Jeff, what official title? How should I address you here now,
you know,
in studio?
Either of those is fine. I'll be the interim athletics director for about another 10 days when Ed Scott takes over on the 29th of July.
But you are still running the show till Ed gets here on the 29th.
Basically. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Ed and I talk just about every day and keep him up to date on all things going on in Memphis athletics and make sure that he's involved in decision-making. This time of year, there's a lot of planning, a lot of decisions that are made as we lead into the upcoming academic year and the start of our season. So a lot happening, and he's been tremendous and very gracious to me, and we've kept him in the loop since he was named the AD a few weeks ago.
Have you decided what your future will hold? I know that given the very good work you've done here at the University of Memphis and how much you care about the place, that you were interested in having the job that he ultimately got. Have you decided going forward whether you're going to be a part of this or not? I can't imagine what that's like to make those decisions.
Yeah, you know, as mentioned, I'll continue in this interim AD role for a few more days, and Ed and I are in conversation about that, about what that may look like as we go forward, and no decisions yet in that regard, but you know, so appreciative of the opportunity to be the interim AD here, and Dr. Hargrave's been such a great support for us in the athletics department since he started here, and been a great support to me over the last, I guess, almost 3 months now. And so, you know, excited for what the future holds, and we'll see where that goes from here.
It's interesting because it is such a time of opportunity for the University of Memphis with the new stadium, with the NIL stuff, with, but it's also, there's a lot of work in that. Like, the stadium doesn't build itself. One of the things that you wanted to talk about today was reminding people that the stadium project is underway. What has happened, for those of you who haven't driven by or looked at it or whatever else, what has happened so far and what is about to happen with the Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium?
Yeah, so excited about the future of Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium and the great vision that has been put forth for the future of that stadium. And you know, to get into the nuts and bolts of it, we started back in May the transition of all of the press and game operation spaces, moving from the west side of the stadium to the east side. That work continues, is making great progress. That'll all be complete by August 31st. For kickoff, so we're looking forward to that, and then that will make way for the demolition to begin on the west side, and there's actually been some bits and pieces of that is already underway as we speak, and we've got some pretty big announcements coming over the next few days related to that demolition and some of the progress that's being made there, and going to take some big steps here in the next couple weeks to keep that going.
The west side, just to orient people again, in case, whatever, if you can't picture in your head, that's the side that most folks sit on. It's the home side where the, and essentially, phase two will involve demolishing what? Well, how is this going to work? And this is not waiting until after this season. This is happening essentially now.
Yeah, that's right. And we felt it was important to get started now because obviously the quicker we can get started, the quicker we can finish and realize the opportunities that that some of these new seating elements that we're going to be adding in, suites, loge boxes, club seats, realize the impact of those. And so to answer your question, everything above row 25 on that west side will be demolished. So those chair backs will still be there. They'll still be in use this season as well as next season. And then everything above that row 25 will be demolished. So making way for the rebuild of the west side, which, as I said, will create a new premium seating tower, suites, club seats, loge boxes, all the modern-day amenities that you see in college and professional stadiums today.
Have most of the people, like in those first 25 rows, like the home team, the Tigers are still going to be, the team is going to be on that side, and have most of the people in those first 25 rows, they're still going to be there. Like that's going to be most of those people haven't moved over. They like their chair backs and they're there on the home side, what is ostensibly at least now the home side.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are some of our most popular seats. We do still have about 200 of those seats still remaining that we anticipate selling between now and kickoff. And, you know, I think that's a big message for folks is that overall the number of seats that we have will be decreased. And so encouraging folks to jump in and get those season tickets now. We also have some great packages on sale now. You can get four tickets and a parking pass for that home opener on August 31st for only $69. So, you know, great opportunity to jump in and see a team that is projected to be a preseason top 25. We hope selected to win the conference championship by the media next week at the media days for the American Athletic Conference. Just a lot of momentum that we have going forward.
So you mentioned, it's funny, like one of the complaints has been the stadium's too big. Like there's no urgency to buy tickets typically because it's such a big stadium. This year, you don't have that. Like there is a reason to get your tickets now because stadium has gone, capacity has gone from what to what will it be this year?
Yeah, so we were at about the 58,000 range, give or take, and we're going down to 32,000 this season. So so there will be tremendous demand, we believe, for those 32,000 seats. Up to this point, with that first home game, we've sold over 20,000 tickets to that first home game already, and so just think that's going to create somewhat of that demand that we've been looking for that you talked about.
How have season ticket sales been going?
Tremendous. We have had 90% renewal year over year from last year. We also sold over 1,000 new season tickets. So we typically see in the month of August, there's a lot of folks that jump in and start buying tickets that maybe never had before. So you'll start to see our outreach ramp up pretty significantly here over the next few days. You know, those home crowds are hugely important to us. If you look at over the last 10 years, we've won 56 games at home in the last 10 years. And that puts us in a group with, let me see, it's Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia, Michigan. And we're tied with Michigan in the last 10 years for most wins at home. So the crowds are a big part of that. That is a differentiator. That is something that contributes to our winning. And our fans are awesome and looking forward to big crowds again this season.
So when folks show up for the first game or games beyond, what will the fan expect? Like, will there be giant construction? Like, what's it going to feel like? And I'm sure that the game day folks have focused on that. It'll still be the same excitement, but just walking in, is it going to feel dramatically different? Is it, and sort of pardon our dust signs up or something? How are you going to handle that?
No, there will be a very noticeable difference when fans arrive at Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium on August 31st. We hope they'll see a West Side demolished or near demolished. And so it'll be quite a different experience in many ways. But we're thankful our general contractor is a national contractor, Barton Mallow, who does stadium renovations all over the country. They're doing this currently at Penn State and Vanderbilt and here in Memphis. And so they know how to navigate these things. So they put together a great plan to help us get fans in and out of the stadium. There will be some routing differences that I think fans will need to grow accustomed to, but we'll have signage and staff there to help move fans in and out of the stadium. And it's kind of one of those things after they go through it one time, they'll kind of see, okay, this is how I need to get there. But while the fan experience may be impacted in some ways this season, we know that what lies ahead is going to be a huge difference in the fan experience following the completion of this, which it will be ready to go for the 2026 season.
Right. It's like having your kitchen redone. It'll be a bit of inconvenience in the meantime, but it's going to be spectacular. What most of that new stadium, and by the way, is it totally decided what it's going to look like? Is it still, are decisions being made all the time about various things in the design of the new stadium, or is it pretty well set what it's going to look like? And then what excites you the most about it? When you think about, this is going to be cool, what most sets you on fire?
Yeah, so we've been working on the design of the stadium, with the city for about the last 2 years. So the design has been tweaked along the way. There'll certainly be some small tweaks as we go, but generally up through phase two, the design is complete. Now, there will be another phase to this. We still need to raise additional dollars in order to get that third phase going, but we have great momentum there as well. What I'm most excited about is it's going to create spaces that allow fans to socialize and congregate in ways that we've never been able to do that before. Certainly suites and club seats and loge boxes, but we're creating an enormous party patio that runs the length of the stadium that's going to give fans an opportunity to interact with others, create some new spaces for groups, et cetera, on this party patio. And now you've got the TV cameras are going to be right on this new side, this new west side renovation. And we just think that this party patio is going to be unique, going to create a lot of activity and food and beverage sales and all kinds of fun things that we can do with this space. And that'll all be ready, again, for the 2026 season.
If people want to get their season tickets, they get priority, I'm sure, for that new stadium coming down the pike, or the refurbished stadium. How do they get in touch with y'all?
Yeah, absolutely. Best way to do that is to go to gotigersgo.com/tickets. You'll see lots of options there. We've got different packages and on season tickets, and then single games as well. And then we'll be putting on sale soon some mini packages, and we've created a dynamic pass where you can pay a certain price and get a ticket that is assigned to you the week of the game. So,
explain to me how that works.
Yeah, so it's $149, and that's a season ticket. It's a ticket for every single game, and then we assign you a ticket or an actual seat location the week of the game. Could be anywhere, but primarily in the lower level. That's a price point that we feel like drives a lot of young people to come to games who may not necessarily care about where they're sitting, but they want to come with a friend, and they may want to try out different parts of the stadium. So that is available for sale as we speak.
What is the status of, and I don't want to be selfish here, of the press box and the football, are they gutting the old suites? How is this working? What's the status of all of that?
Yeah, so what we did is we took the second floor of the suites there on the east side and are moving all of the press space over there. I can tell you that you'll be happy to know that we have more space, lots more space than we had before. Seemed to be oftentimes cramped in that area.
You know what? I didn't care from my own perspective, but I didn't like people from out of town mocking Memphis because of facilities, right? You know, so much of the facilities, whether it's at FedEx Forum or the new indoor practice facility, or a lot that has happened at the University of Memphis, is first class and the FedEx, corporate center over there, whatever. And
And people would come into the press box, which wasn't as bad as the previous press box, and they would be like, this is rinky-dink. And so really, you want a press box. In the end, that's where out-of-town media is working out of, and that is part of the impression. Will it give a positive impression, the new press box?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's being, you know, that entire floor is being renovated. So it's going to look and feel much different than it did before, certainly much different than the old one. You know, it's just going to have a new, fresh feel to it. It's going to be a lot more spacious and more in line with what you would see at a major college football stadium.
And how do you manage all of this? You're dealing with the normal ramping up of seasons. You're dealing with all of that. Plus, you're dealing with building a stadium. And by the way, raising the additional whatever it was, $27 million, that still needed to be raised to unlock the money. And by the way, Laird and some other colleagues of yours are now up in Missouri. It must be an incredibly busy time over there.
You know, I would say that it's always busy in college athletics these days, and there's always unknowns and the like. But, you know, when we have such great support. I mean, you know, that starts with the support that we got from the Fred Smith family and others who have contributed in major ways to this stadium project. When you have folks that are behind you like that, it really lifts all boats, so to speak. And we have a tremendous staff, and our staff takes great pride in this university and in this city to do things that have never been done here before. And I think that's what keeps us all motivated and excited to come to work every day. But the challenges are plentiful across college athletics, not just for the University of Memphis. But I think we're flexible enough here where we can navigate those things, and our coaches and student athletes are tremendous. We have some of the best in the business right here in Memphis.
Next week is AAC Media Day down in Dallas, and it is true. You look everywhere, and this football team is picked as the best in the conference and maybe the best in the group of five. There's got to be some excitement around that.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, there, you know, there are things happening in our football program that you just don't see at other places across the country. Look no further than Seth Hennigan. I mean, Seth Hennigan is
a
4-year starter at the University of Memphis. He's the only one in Division I football that fits that. You know, when you see those sort of things happening, that means something special is happening at the University of Memphis. So, you know, just really excited about the football program in particular and where that's headed. Coach Silverfield has done a tremendous job building the program to the point where it is today. I think he's thread the needle so well in terms of the transfer portal and recruiting traditional high school student athletes. You know, there's a lot of momentum behind that program, a lot of buzz, and really excited to get kicked off here in just over a month.
Once again, demolition is going to start shortly on the west side, and it's going to be reduced capacity. And so if you want to get your tickets for this year, by all means, you're at 90% renewal for season ticket holders. So the other 10% can jump in there and get that done. And anyone new, just get to go to Go Tigers Go. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Go Tigers Go /tickets.
That is Jeff Crane. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. We're going to take a break, come back, talk to Chris Harrington on the other side. Jeff Dawkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Black Crowes Happiness Bastards Tour rolls on. Celebrating their first new music in 15 years.
And all the hits.
October 15th, Bank Plus Amphitheater. Tickets on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Don't miss The Black Crowes, produced by Live Nation.
Found the roof leak.
Where?
See those shingles?
Oh, what do we do now?
I pity the fool. You need the A-Team.
What?
A-Team Roofing in Collierville, one of only two diamond contractors in the Mid-South. They're a licensed general contractor, but also a licensed insurance adjuster. When it comes to insurance approval, the decision really is in the details.
Well, yeah.
Get your roof done right. Call the A-Team, 901-605-ROOF.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
You okay?
I'm A-OK.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Are you ready to ride? Well, we gossip covered at Gossip Kia on the Pike. Get 41 MPG highway in 2024 Kia Forte LXS. $199 a month, $37.99 due at signing. 2024 Kia Sportage, $279 a month, $34.99 due at signing. Or how about a 2024 Kia EV9 Lite with 0% APR available for 48 months. Or get 304 EPA estimated range for $389 a month. $49.99 due at signing. All 24-month lease. Plus Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Call Bobby J. He's ready to put you in your new Kia today. Gossip Kia, 1900 Covington Pike. Online, KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossip Motor Cars.
All 650 acquisition fee, 20,000 per year, 20 cents excess mileage. Forte RE794066, MSRP 21820. Sportage R7316197, MSRP 28865. EV9 R60 29603, MSRP 61035. Includes all rebates and incentives and PF695. Includes tax, title, license, registration, and fees. Must finance through Hyundai with approved credit, valid through 73124. Dealer stock only.
Space may be the final frontier, but it's also what a lot of us lack in our basement or garage. By switching to a Navien tankless water heater, not only will you have all the hot water you need whenever you need it, but you'll gain storage area as well. Maybe a place to display your space collectibles.
Highly logical.
Learn about Navien's series of high-efficiency tankless water heaters and how they don't just save space, but save dollars on your utility bills too. For more, go to tanklessmadesimple.com.
Chicken tacos should only be trusted to chicken
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale starts now. Take the labor out of shopping for custom window treatments and make upgrading your home easy and affordable. Don't miss out on up to 50% off right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing and free shipping. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Blinds.com's design experts can help you make the perfect choices with free virtual consultations. Plus, they'll send samples right to your door fast and free. Blinds.com can even handle the measure and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Since 1996, customers have trusted Blinds.com to cover over 25 million windows, all backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. take the labor out of upgrading your home with Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.